say so from a musical standpoint. This is the enigmatic, charismatic, causing havoc, Faygo drinking, ass kicking, comedic, strategic, a work in no play, the lead singer of Detroit Perfect, and the brand new and improved Halfway. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Bill Halfway Hamill, and you are listening to my show, Hamill's Halfway House. That's been quite the week, ladies and gentlemen. I have a brand new incarnation of Halfway 2. I'll be bringing it to you August 9th at Sherwood Brewing out there at 21 and Hayes in Shelby Township. We're going to have the Porcelain Dog Collection along with us. Everything's going to be done acoustically, so that should be quite the show. I know I'm looking forward to it. This past Sunday, I was fortunate enough to get together with my brand new bandmates, Jim Wood from Stroller Coaster and Johnny Roast Beef playing the drums. Nick Ryan from, I always say his last name wrong. Nick Ryan from Laserface, and you all know how much I love Laserface. And Mr. John D. Green Sr. on the keyboards, baby. It was a hell of a practice with a bunch of hell of a musicians. We also got Emily J., most beautiful voice, one of the most beautiful voices I ever heard. That's no bullshit. Not sugarcoating anything. Beautiful voice, beautiful girl. Of course, we're going to have my mentor, Mr. Andrew Gagnon, along with us on the lead guitar. And then, of course, the usual suspects, Mr. David Messy Messerschmidt on percussion, J.C. Keith on the harmonica, and of course me on the lead vocals and sometime rhythm guitar. Depends on how I'm feeling that night. I also should add Emily is going to be bringing along a bass player to try out for the next practice, so we'll see how that goes. Knowing Emily and how talented she is, I'm sure it'll go great. And that'll bring the band to 10. We're not just a band, baby. We are the fucking Detroit Punk Rock Orchestra. As we were dubbed, not just your average band. And I don't think I can even no longer call it the East Detroit Mafia. At this point, I'm just going to call it the East Side Mafia. Or not even, just not your average band. Or I like the Punk Rock Orchestra. I can fucking dig it. Just like I think you'll dig the new incarnation. Now, I've had Christy O and Andy Gagnon, and I've actually had Nick on the show before too with Laserface. So you'll know how, you could go back into the archives and check them out. I've actually never had J.C. Keith on the show. And he's been in my band, you know, the longest out of all of them. Actually, that's not true. Dave Messerschmidt has. So I apologize, Dave. But I don't have any recordings with David on it. So I am going to play a song for you that Mr. Keith played on. It is by none other than my own band, Detroit Perfect. The song is titled, appropriately enough, Detroit Perfect.
Without knowing, became a product of white flight. a little piece of her died. Ooh, I wish we never left the city that I love, but I understand, 'cause it was I that they were thinking of.
Keith of Halfway 2 featuring none other than the great Detroit Perfect. All jokes aside, speaking of Detroit Perfect, I went out to the Token Lounge, this past Friday with Jim Wood, and he wanted to see the headliners, old school punk band called DI. I was there for support for Sean's debut with his new band, Rut Strutter. So please check them out at facebook.com/Rut Strutter. And of course, check out facebook.com/Detroit Perfect. Or you can just go to halfwayhamel.com. This next band I'm going to play, they're the only other band that I've really cheerleaded for or championed. Like, I have the Porcelain Doll Collection, because I saw so much in these guys, and I still do. Like I said, they were on the show previously. You could check them out in the archives, Laserface. I've told this story on the show before, but for those of you who may be new, I'll tell it again. It's my show. They asked me if they could record their record in my basement, and I said, yeah, that's not a problem, guys. And well, Friday night, I went up to Frankenmuth, and I proceeded to get a little fucked up. Well, that next day, we went up even further into Michigan, into Sterling or Standish. I think they're the same thing. Yeah, that one's for you, Jay and Ashton. Anyway, so yeah, I drank and whatever till about 8 p.m., and then I said, oh, man, I got to get to sleep because I got to get home. I got to get back to fucking 8 Mile and Gratiot at noon. So, yeah, I woke up at 8 a.m., and I was cruising home, and, man, I was almost falling asleep, dude. I was about to pull over and tell Nick, hey, bro, I don't know, man. I don't know if I can do this. But I said, oh, man, I gave him my word. I got to be there. So I got here right before they did, and they went down, started recording. They brought their own producer and a board and everything with them, and I actually fell asleep on my couch in my living room, and Nick, if you've ever heard him, man, he beats them skins, and he's one of the best drummers I've ever heard. And I finally did wake up, and I ended up going into my car and sleeping in my hatch. And but yeah, they finished everything here except for the vocals, and they did add some bass, and they didn't do that here either. But the rest of the record was completely done at the beautiful Halfway 2 Studios at beautiful 8 Mile and Gratiot, where I can just step outside, look down my street, and see the great, beautiful city of Detroit, Michigan. And that ain't no lie, and that ain't no bullshit, folks. Because I am Detroit Perfect. Remember that shit. Anyway, I do digress. This is the awesome Laserface with the appropriately enough title, So Much Awesome.
Give me love and I can't be wrong, because you're loving, baby, so much awesome. motherfucker.
Got you. Gotcha, bitch.
That was the awesome Laserface. And you can check them out at facebook.com/laserfaceisawesome. Or you can check them out at soundcloud.com/laserface-6. Check them out. So about a year ago, I was a little burnt out on music, so I decided I was going to give my hand at acting. Now, I've never acted a day in my life. So I went on this audition, and I got the role. So I went to these table reads, right, which I had never been to, and I met this cat there by the name of John D. Green Sr. Now, you could tell the people who had experience in acting and those who really didn't. Well, to say John had experience was an understatement, because, man, this guy, I looked at him, and I was in absolute awe. I was like, holy shit. I was like, this motherfucker can act. You talk to John, ask him to bark. He'll know what I'm saying. Not only that, he's been in like 38 movies. He's a martial artist and a hell of a guy, man. Just a positive guy. A positive guy to be around, which is something that somebody like me most certainly needs. Trust me on that one, folks. So without further ado, it is my pleasure. Here is John D. Green Sr. with Empty.
I know what you're thinking. It'll all work out just like it did before. Baby, you're mistaken. Because with you inside, I haven't got no more. I constantly have tried to be the man you want me to, but you constantly been showing me that it's not for you. Now I'm empty of all out of effort, out of energy, done trying. So empty of all out, out of desire, burned out fire, no more crying. There's no use in talking, 'cause talking is all that seems to get done. But before I start walking, baby, you should know I thought you were the one. I constantly have tried to be the man want me to, but you constantly been showing me that it's not good enough for you. Now I'm empty, I'm all out, out of effort, out of energy, done trying. So baby, down the road, getting wiser while we're getting old, we both might feel a bit differently. But for now, I gotta say goodbye. And you see the hurt in my eyes, 'cause you ain't left me feeling so empty. I'm all out of effort, out of
That was the great John D. Green Sr. Check him out at ReverbNation.com/John D. Green Sr. This next cat is the man of a thousand bands. It is my good friend, Jim Wood. His band, Johnny Roast Beef, whom I'm about to play, will be performing this Saturday, folks, in Hamtramck at Paychex Lounge. So make sure you check that out again. Hamtramck, Paychex Lounge. And not only that, that day at 5 o'clock, Halfway is going to be doing a college graduation party. So it looks like Jim's going to be pulling double duty that night. We'll see just how much stamina Jimmy has these days, won't we, Jim? Just kidding, man. Jim is one of the greatest fucking drummers I've ever heard. Otherwise, he wouldn't be playing in my band. All jokes aside, you know, I played with Jim in a band, and I use the word band really loosely, only because we never gigged out. If we had gigged out, it would have been a hell of a band. And I always said I liked Jim because his idea for the name of the band was Hamill, and the other two assholes who were high school friends of mine were, I don't think so. But then again, they know me, and they know what an asshole I can be. So fuck them. Here's Johnny Roast Beef with, nothing you can do, because there was nothing I could do in that situation. So again, Johnny Roast Beef with Nothing You Can Do. Featuring the great Jim Wood. And yes, I am a little biased, considering he is in my band. But again, that was Johnny Roast Beef with Nothing You Can Do. And again, remember to check them out this Saturday night at Paychex Lounge in beautiful scenic Hamtramck, Michigan. Also, check them out on the web at showcaseyourmusic.com/JRoastBeef. Now, I decided to stop being so fucking lazy, and I went back into the archives. The show was titled Andy Gagnon. This is when the show wasn't as popular, and you have got to listen to this show. If you put Andy and I in a room together, you never know what's going to happen. Andy is one of the funniest people on this planet. He may have missed his calling as a stand-up. He's one of the greatest songwriters that I've ever had the pleasure to meet. He's played literally with the inventors of rock and roll. And when I say inventors, I'm talking about Chuck Berry and Jerry Lee Lewis. He did a 2-year stint with Chubby Checker. He's played with Detroit's own Martha Reeves and Mitch Ryder in the Wheels. The list goes on and on and on. I always like to call Andy my mentor, and I'm not kidding when I say that, and he hates when I say it. But not only is he my very, very dear and close personal friend, but I've learned a lot from him. It's like sitting under the learning tree with this guy. I love him to death. I've jammed with him a million times, but when we did that benefit for the late Bobby of Deaf Go Blind and Andy played with us, it was a lot different than just jamming with him. I mean, he was actually playing in my band. It was like playing, you know, with the gods of rock and roll. It's enough to give me goosebumps, man. Andy's a great songwriter in his own right, beyond just being backup for all those great artists that I just mentioned. I mean, I can kiss his ass and go on and on and on. And like I said, go back into the archives, listen to the show called Andy Gagnon, because not only is it great music, it's we bury some, or I bury some people. I think he buries a couple people, locals. Like I said, you put the two of us in a room, you never know what you'll get. But here he is, my mentor, one of my dearest and closest friends, Mr. Andrew John Gagnon, and this is called Eleanor.
Miss our daughter, I can't hang around, can't see you anymore. But oh, I'm dreaming of Eleanor. My Eleanor. Well, I don't know what happened. Our minds got the best of us. Probably wasn't true, but our thoughts led to distrust, something that never existed, threw me out the door.
Say one and only, there truly is one and only one Andy Gagnon. On a serious note, I want to give my condolences out to Andy, who just lost his uncle. On that note, today would have been my mother's birthday. She passed 3 years ago. I'm going to play her favorite song that I had wrote. And it just so happens on this song is featuring Mr. Jason Keith of Halfway, also another mentor of mine and a very, very dear friend, like a brother to me, Mr. Santo Ludi of Ludi Tunes Productions, the Saint. You've heard me shout him out a million times. He's playing drums on this. Another great friend, and Detroit Perfect bass player Eric Bachman playing bass. So, yeah, here we go. This is myself with Everything to Me.
I guess you're all grown up now. The last I heard was you were having a child. Well, as she grows, it is how things used to be. I hope you tell her something nice about.
That one was for you, Ma. I love you. Now, on the other side of the coin, my father absolutely hated that fucking song. Not so much the song, he hated the content. He knew who it was written about, and he fucking hated that person. So, anytime anybody, like at a family party or something, would say, "Hey, Bill, why don't you play that song of yours?" He'd be like, "Oh, God damn, that fucking song." You had to know my father, I think, to appreciate that, but yeah. I gotta give it up for Halfway's Jason Keith. If you want to check out Detroit Perfect featuring Eric Bachman, go to facebook.com/DetroitPerfect, the Saint. You can follow him at LudyTunes1, and that's Ludy, L-U-D-Y, Tunes, T-U-N-E-S, and the number one. And let me just add, those last two songs, Andy's Eleanor, My Everything to Me, were both recorded live at the Looney Tunes Studios at beautiful 8 Mile and Gratiot. See, we got two great studios here at 8 Mile and Gratiot. Although I think Santo's got a little bit of a better hookup than I do. If you are interested in hearing the original version of Everything to Me, it's on my record, appropriately titled Everything to Me. There's also a version on there of Bach, or that's Eric Bachman, playing lead guitar on there, some bluesy guitar. So yeah, there's three versions of the fucking song on it. So yeah, I guess the record is really appropriately titled enough. And you can find that on iTunes, just punch in Halfway Hamill. Or, you know, you can just go to halfwayhamill.com and you can get it off of there. It'll link you right to iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at halfwayhamill. You can email me at halfwayhamill.com. Remember, this is a fan-supported podcast. Tell a friend, tell a foe, tell a motherfucker you don't know. I don't give a shit. I just need some goddamn money, man. I'm fucking broke. You know what I'm saying? I'm living at Aiden Grass, for Christ's sake. It's beautiful, but man, I gotta move it on up. I'll play that on another show. Another time, folks. The new Halfway 2 incarnation will be playing the beautiful Sherwood Brewing Company, Saturday, August 9th. That's at 45689 Hayes Road, Shelby Township, Michigan. Again, that's 45689 Hayes Road, Shelby Township, Michigan. It's right past the Myers, man. Hall Road, which is 20 mile. You just go down Hayes, and it's right fucking there between Hall and 21, baby. Not too far from where the Saint himself lives. So hopefully we'll catch Santo out there, and maybe we'll get his ass up on stage. Because he's played drums with Halfway 2 before. I consider him a member. I got to take the time to really, really, really thank the Porcelain Doll Collection for doing this show with us. They're going to be playing acoustically, so you're really in for a treat, because how often are you going to be able to see the Porcelain Doll Collection acoustically? I mean, come on. So I thank them so much for their support, for doing this show with us. I have one more thing to say concerning this show. We do have an announcement we're going to make at the show. It's not a huge announcement. I mean, it's a huge announcement to myself, Dave Messerschmidt, Christy Yo, and Jason Keith. To anybody else may not be so big, but to the four of us, it is. Anyway, back to the Porcelain Doll Collection. This Saturday night, they're going to be playing Simon's After Dark, and it is a Halloween party. So if you dress up, it's only $5. If you don't, it's $8. So, I guess my advice is, dress the fuck up. They'll also be playing with Hamill's Halfway House alumni, the Gutter Ghouls, and Hook and Crooks. Two great fucking bands. As you should know, if you listen to this motherfucker. As you should. Again, that's at Simon's After Dark, and that's at 4936 Allen Road, Allen Park, Michigan. Also, while you're there, be on the lookout for some of the great creations from Miss Anthropy, my good friend. You can check her out at facebook.com, the Queen of Gore. The name of the page is Creeping It Real. Again, that's facebook.com, the Queen of Gore. Make sure you check it. You'll see her creations in the fucking flesh. The flesh may be rotten off, but you'll fucking see it. That's for goddamn sure. From the facebook.com/Queen of Gore. And she's always creeping it real. Speaking of creeping it real, how about we keep it real with some Porcelain Doll Collection with Jill the Ripper. Rah. Porcelain Doll Collection with Jill the Ripper. Make sure to check them out at theporcelaindollcollection.com. And don't forget to vote for them for this year's Warped Tour at warped.battleofthebands.com/you/TP DC. Again, that's warped.battleofthebands.com/u/TPDC. I hope I spelt that out well enough for you motherfuckers. Now fucking vote! Vote. Now since I was talking about them, now I want to fucking hear them. So here they are, the Gutter Ghouls with King Rat. The Gutter Ghouls with King Rat. Check them out at ReverbNation.com/The Gutter Ghouls. The Gutter Ghouls, not only a great band, but they've always been very appreciative of me playing them on the show, especially their drummer, Kevin Von Hardy. I hope to make it out to Simon's after I get done with this private party we're doing, because unfortunately I've never been able to see them live, and I would really, really love to see them live. And again, they're going to be playing Simon's After Dark in Allen Park, along with the Porcelain Dolls. And check it out. I hope to check it out. So there you go. I want everybody to know that I'm going to be doing two shows this week, because I want to do the next one dedicated solely to the Northeast Music Fest, which of course is taking place in Staten Island, New York, August 21st through the 24th. Check it out at northeastmusicfest.webs.com. I'm a very proud sponsor. Very honored to be a part of it. I thank everybody associated with that. Again, I'm going to be doing a show dedicated solely to the artists of that festival. So keep your eye out, or your ears out in this occasion, for that. I'll be doing that this week too. This next band I'm going to play is actually not from Detroit. They happen to hail from Roscoe, Illinois. But they're such a great fucking band, and lead singer Isaac Hare is such a cool fucking guy, and I just feel like listening to him. So how about that? So without further ado, I give you from the great state of Illinois, not as great as Michigan, sorry Isaac, but from the great state of Illinois, I give you the band Sleaze. This is their song, They Saved Hitler's Brain. And God, I hope not. Anyway, They Saved Hitler's Brain. This is the band Sleaze.
Thank you.
out of Roscoe, Illinois, the great band Sleaze. You can check them out at ReverbNation.com/Sleazy69. And of course I say great band because they wouldn't be on my show if they weren't a great band. And if you disagree with me, well, you can fuck off. But for the rest of you, I want to thank you so much for tuning in once again to Hamel's Halfway House. Remember, you can always visit me at halfwayhamel.com. You can follow me on Twitter at halfwayhamel. You can email me at halfway@halfwayhamel.com. You can subscribe to this motherfucker. Type in iTunes, Hamel's Halfway House. And remember, tell a friend, tell a foe, tell the motherfucker you don't know. If you're not doing anything Saturday night, you could go to Hamtramck, Paychecks Lounge, Johnny Roast Beef. If you happen to be downriver, go to Simon's After Dark in Allen Park. Check out their Halloween party they're having, the Porcelain Doll Collection, the Gutter Ghouls. I know Hook and Crooks are there. Make sure you check that out. Since I just said Porcelain Doll Collection, make sure you vote for them for this year's Warped. And I hear they're doing really, really fucking kick-ass. They're buzzing, man. Buzzing like 90%. So make sure you go to warped.battleofthebands.com/u/TPDC. And also that same night at Simon's, Miss Anthropy, you could check out her beautiful, well, I guess it all depends on your definition of beautiful, but her wonderful creations. She will be there hanging out. Say hello. Tell her Halfway said hi. If I'm not there, I'm going to try my best to get out there. But you could go to her Facebook page, which is called Creepin' It Real. It's facebook.com/thequeenofgore. Remember, that's facebook.com/thequeenofgore. Make sure you go to northeastmusicfest.webs.com. Again, northeastmusicfest.webs.com. That'll be taking place in Staten Island in beautiful New York City, August 21st through the 24th. Hamel's Halfway House is a proud and honored sponsor. We're going to be doing an extra show this week dedicated to all, well, not all, because I can't fit everybody on the show, but all the artists that'll be played on the show will be participating in that event. So, with all that being said, all I got left to say is peace.
Man, I know I gotta get a job. I know I need to make money, but I really don't want to get a job because I really, really don't have the time.
Yeah, chill on Facebook 12 hours a day. Lazy. I couldn't tell you less time I got paid. The other 12 hours is when I sleep. I'm in debt, yo, and I'm in deep.
I'm in debt.
But who has time to pay the bills? I'm a busy man. I got no time to kill. I got things I need to get done, yeah. I need a job, but I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one. 24-7, mom saying get a job, son. I need a job, I don't want one.
People say I'm lazy cause I don't work. But they don't know jack, cause they're just jerks. They're just jealous, cause I'm at home.
Watch TV playing on my iPhone.
But who has time to fill out an app? I'd rather stay home and take a nap. Here comes a repo man, I got to run, yeah.
I need a job, but I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one. 24-7, mom saying get a job, son. I need a job, I don't want one.
No, work it all play is my kind of fun. I need a job.
I don't want one. He lives at home with his mom.
Yes,
he needs a job. He don't want one.
I need a job, but I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one. 24/7, mom saying get a job, son. I need a job. I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one. 24/7, mom saying get a job, son. I need a job. I don't want one.
Please, mom. Please, mom. Do I really have to get a job?
Yes, on, you have really to get a job.
Get a job.
I told you.
Come on.
Yes. You must get a job, Harry. Get a job.
Please.
Get a job.
So we don't have
Harry, get a job. Get out of this house. Get a job, Harry. I'm tired of looking after you. And pick up your socks.